Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, pushing all the buttons. Cat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all your premier podcast platforms. We have two shout-outs this week. They're in the European region. One is Lund, Sweden. Lund has been there for almost 1,000 years. Lund is one of the Sweden's oldest towns, has a 12th century cathedral and famous university. Our other town is Storgård Dunski, Poland. It is also one of Europe's oldest, has one of the Europe's oldest continuously run vodka distilleries. And one of a very small handful of vodka distilleries predating 1945. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is our friend here on the back porch. And today we're going to raise our glass. Here's to alcohol, the cause of and the solution to all of life's problems. Today I'm having an ice-cold Bud Light. Why? Because it's already hot as hell out here on the back porch. And it's helping wash the pollen down. I know we bitch about it every year, but we're just like under a blanket of yellow. And it's nasty. Cat, what you got?
I have a little drink called a Pink Senorita. We just had Cinco de Mayo, and it's made with pink lemonade, a little tequila, a little triple sec, having a little lemony fun.
All right. Sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right. Today, we are we're trying to figure out why the clothes we buy nowadays are so cheaply made, threads hanging off, colors fading, shrinkage. And I'm not talking about clothes, you know, you've been wearing for years. I'm talking about clothes you just bought, like this year, already falling apart. And I'm also not talking about clothes that cost like 10 or 15 bucks. I'm talking about clothes we're paying 50, 75 bucks for, and they're just not holding up. We have got a store out here called Duluth Trading. I like their pants. They're like 70, 80 bones. I got a couple pair. And what I noticed is these pants start shrinking up at an alarming rate. You know, 6 months in. Now, 80 bucks is a pretty high price tag for a pair of work pants. And after a year of wearing and washing them, they barely fit anymore. Now, Duluth Trading, they do brag that their clothes are made in America. And at least that's what it says on the tag. You know, one thing you'll never see on a tag on one of your shirts or pair of jeans is made in a sweatshop by a little kid. So that's where a lot of our clothes come from. There are several companies, if that's what you want to call them, that sell what is known as fast fashion clothes. You can go on their websites and order clothes for like $3, $5 for shirts, skirts, whatever. And I didn't know this was going on, but evidently it started about 12 years ago, this fast fashion thing. It mostly targets young females who buy what they are told, you know, is the latest and greatest in fashion. And these clothes only cost a couple bucks. Why? Because they're cheap. They're made out of cheap material. That's why these clothes are disposable. For two reasons. One, fast fashion garbage is not going to be in fashion next month. And two, after you wear this crap once or twice, it's just going to start falling apart anyway. Well, several of these fast fashion brands have been called out for jamming a bunch of sewing machines and a bunch of underpaid, overworked employees in a warehouse somewhere, mainly in Italy, and cranking out these rags disguised as clothing. England, they're not out of the woods either. There's a fast fashion brand in England called Boohoo that does a bunch of dirty shit. Brandy Melville is at the top of the dirtbag list for a whole list of offenses. You got Fashion Nova, another scumbag company. You know, the list goes on and on. Forever 21, Free People, Mango, Sheen or Shin. I don't know. That one.
These are all the ones, if you go on TikTok, people are trying to push like Free People and Revolve and Sheen.
Sheen, yeah. That's a scumbag one, too. So what's even worse than these horrible companies trying to take advantage of young people is you have so-called celebrities / influencers pimping this garbage for some reason. Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, these two Mensa members, they've been pushing this shit for a while. Cardi B, you know, another big girl with a small brain. She's been linked to these companies.
Teresa Giudice and her daughters from New Jersey. They did a whole Sheen thing right after last year's reunion. It was awful.
If you see where these clothes are being made and who's making them and the little bit of money these people are being paid, and I'm sure there's children involved, the fact that these, what are they, millionaires? Sitting in their big, whatever, house in Malibu, collecting a check, pimping this garbage. It's pretty disgusting. Whoever Sophia Richie is that Lionel Richie's daughter?
Correct.
Okay. She's into it.
She hung with one of the Kardashians' exes.
Right. One of the Kardashian idiots has endorsed this garbage industry. Again, do you think the Jenners, the Kardashians, give one shit about these fast fashion clothing companies that pay their workers like $3 and $4 an hour? And they're working them like 15, 16 hours at a time. HBO did this doc on one of these scumbag companies, and it showed one of the places where these cheap-ass quality clothes are being made. And it looked like the people working there actually live at the warehouse. They just live there because they work so many hours. They're like, fuck it, I'll just curl up over in the corner until my next shift starts. It was pretty disgusting. I think that Brandy Melville one, they hammered their ass on that
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Basically because they didn't have it one size, which was small,
one
skinny.
One size fits all.
Skinny, small, rich white girl size, you know. Was not size inclusive, which is not where the industry's going.
No. We're trying to pimp the big girl. Now, back in the day, you know, if you bought an article of clothing and it said made in Italy, it usually meant it was some high quality stuff, but not anymore. A little shithole city in Italy called, I think it's Pareto?
Mm-hmm.
They said it has thousands of these garment factories filled with Chinese immigrants producing this garbage called fast fashion.
And what's the plus size? Because you can put Italy on the label?
You can put made in Italy. You think about that. Thousands of these. They showed a row, like a street, and it was just nothing but buildings full of people cranking out these crappy-ass clothes. Now, that's how, what is it, Sheen, what are they called? Zara, H&M, which I've actually heard of that one. They've been thrown in the mix. Old Navy, whatever, Forever 21, can sell this crap so cheap. I mean, that's how they can. I mean, I think I told y'all a while back on another podcast, I went in an Old Navy store. This was a long time ago.
It's the one at Willawn?
Yeah, and I bought nothing. This was probably 20 years ago, at least. Because they had all these commercials like, Old Navy, man, check it out. It's cool and it's cheap. It's cheaper. I picked up a shirt, and you could see through it. And I'm like, what is this cheap-ass shit? Well, now I know what it is. You know, the whole thing, it's really kind of sad. People making millies. Yeah, some of these fast fashion companies make millions of dollars each year by dogging the shit out of their workers. And I mean dogging them. Now, and we've got, let's see, Cardi B, Megan Fox, Hailey Bieber, and other C-level celebrities pimping this shit. Megan, how's Machine Gun Kelly doing? Does she call him Machine or Gun? Are they done?
Or maybe Gunner. Maybe he's got a Gunner. Gunny!
Is it Hailey?
Yeah.
Bieber. Okay.
Yeah.
How's Justin doing?
He's not good. It was a picture of him last weekend crying.
They got any kids coming down the pipe?
Not yet. That might be the problem.
The world's waiting
for
it.
They've both been like the super Christian. You know,
I thought Cardi B was better than this. Didn't you?
Well, I mean, she walks around with the Louis Vuittons and this and that and the others. But, you know, doesn't mean that she ain't going to push some bad threads.
What a fucking joke. If you're looking for quality clothing made out of real materials like wool, cotton, you're going to have to pay the price to get something nice like that. The lame-ass clothing on the racks these days are mostly made out of, what, synthetic polyester?
Right.
It seems like the fast...
No, they feel cheap, and they are cheap.
Yeah, you can tell. I don't know. Out here, we got a big-ass mall out here. The foot traffic is nothing. It's done so. People are just clicking the mouse and having their clothes brought to the front door. That's where we're at. So maybe before
I do have a cider addiction. I will admit that.
I've noticed. So anyway, maybe before you click add to cart, look up the history of the company you're going to give your money to and make sure they aren't one of these bastards we talked about today. You know,
also disposable fashion. If it's not going to be around, maybe don't buy it.
That's where they're hooking the young girls.
Right.
They
don't know. And another thing was they were showing where all our old clothes really end up. And you think it's going to be down the street at the Salvation Army or whatever. But it's not. It's going to be at Goodwill. But it's going to end up in Africa or something.
They showed it in Ghana, yeah. I think. They just throw it out in the ocean. Or they got it piled up so high on the side of the beach, the water's coming in and just taking it out to sea. I mean, if you see this doc on HBO, it's pretty wicked. Shows you just the dirty side of the fashion industry that I didn't know about. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Son of a Bitch. All right. With baseball just cranking up and two old guys on the back porch could give one shit about it. We got Nolan Ryan, 76 years old from, I can't say it, Refugio, Texas?
Right.
The Ryan Express, one of the greatest pitchers to take the mound in the history of Major League Baseball. Nolan's dad did encourage him early on to take up baseball, and dad had a great idea. In high school, kids were scared to bat against him because he could throw so hard. A scout from the Mets noticed his talent. Straight out of high school into the minor leagues, Nolan Ryan went. 1 year later, he got called up. It didn't really take off at the beginning. And of course, the New York Mets, known to be idiots, traded Nolan Ryan for a nobody to the California Angels, and that's when things started to shine. 1972, Nolan Ryan struck out 3 batters on 9 pitches, known as the Immaculate Inning. But what I remember about Nolan Ryan, because back in the day we watched baseball, before steroids and tattoos and people wearing jewelry and people flipping the bat and all that stupid shit. I mean, baseball is a freaking joke now. But back in the day, it was kind of a gritty game. One thing I remember, he was one of the first pitchers. He could home that Joker up there like in the 90s and the 100s. Nowadays, every team has a dude who can throw it 100. Back then, it was rare. And he could just do it pitch after pitch. There was no pitch count. They didn't take him out. Oh, he's been out there for 5 or 6 innings. Let's save his arm. It was none of that bullshit. 1993, Nolan Ryan's getting ready to hang it up. It's on YouTube. Everybody's seen it if you've ever watched baseball. So here's old man Nolan on the mound. Tags Robin with a fastball. So Robin goes, I'm going to go out there and beat the old guy's ass. Well, that's not what happened. Nolan just stood there, put him in a headlock, and just pounded the shit out of him. It's a classic. Look it up on YouTube. 7 no-hitters, more than any other pitcher ever. 5,714 strikeouts, also another record. Nolan Ryan played 27 years in the major leagues, and that makes Nolan Ryan one tough son of a bitch. Are we still watching stuff?
We're still watching. And what I watch is, at this moment, number one on Netflix. It's a short series called Baby Reindeer.
There's a rating system on Netflix?
Yeah. You get a 1 through 10. What's the hottest thing that you're watching?
I didn't know.
Anyway. Baby Reindeer is about this comedian, Richard Gadd, who wrote an autobiographical one-man show, but his experience being with a violent stalker on London's West End. And he turned this into a little miniseries. And it's scripted 7-part series, actors portraying versions of real people in Gadd's life, including the alleged stalker. And the character he plays is called Donnie Dunn, fictionalized version of himself, the 4-year span of Gadd's 20s, where he was harassed, sexually assaulted, and stalked by women he meets in a pub where he works. And it is I watched the whole thing, and it's unbelievably chilling, the things that this guy went through. And, you know, he went to the court system, and she ends up harassing his girlfriend, harassing his parents. She is completely endless. And she had already had a history before that of harassing other people. It's just unbelievably emotionally draining watching it at times, because you're just like, this chick will not give up. You know, she's showing up at some of his sets talking to him. Why did you leave me, in the middle of him trying to do his comedy? It is just totally crazy. And the guy who...
Restraint warrant.
Right. Richard Gadd, he wrote it, performed it, did the whole thing, part of his life story. And it was really good, and it really shows you what somebody being stalked is really dealing with, you know. Once she got a hold of his phone number, it just went crazy. You know, she was constantly sending him emails, and eventually, down the line, she does receive her justice, but it's just totally awful, everything he had to go through with this lady. Anyway, if you're interested, it's like number one right now on Netflix.
Stalker? It's,
no. Baby Reindeer.
Baby
Reindeer. Anyway, check it out there on Netflix.
All right. I'm thirsty. Do we have a shot? I need a shot.
We have a shot.
What's it called?
It's called the Mexican Candy Shot.
And
it is made of tequila, watermelon pucker, dash of hot sauce, but I didn't put that in because I know you're not into so hot sauce.
Fault. We're over three. Tequila, and watermelon, and what was the other?
Some lime for the rimming and some tahine.
That's
for the...
lime? Like L-I-M-E, lime?
To rim the glass, yes.
Why does it look like it's some kind of brown crust?
No, that's the tahine.
Oh, sorry. All right, here you go, babe. Cheers to us, and it's called what?
Mexican candy shot.
Ugh. Here you go. Ow. Water. What did you think?
If you're into tequila,
no.
That's your shot. We're not into tequila, so.
All right, don't give the Mexican candy shot.
Yeah.
Don't give that a try. That's the first shot we've ever not promoted. Thank you, Kat, for that disgusting taste in my mouth. All right, let's roll right into Band of the Week. This week it's called Ducks Limited, formed in 2019 from Toronto, Canada. We got Tom McCreevy and Evan Lewis. This is their baby. But the bass player and the drummer are pretty freaking good in this band. Ducks Limited. The reason me and Kat like them is because they're so 80s.
Just so 80s, man.
I kind of hear the feelies. Let's Active. There was a band I liked back in the day called the Wooden Tops.
That had this kind of groove. Go deep on that one.
And this song we bumpered in today, Train Full of Gasoline, reminds me, you stole that from the Wooden Tops, Ducks Limited. You did. I like it, though. This band, back in the day, they would have been what you call college radio darlings.
Yes.
Check out their KEXP session. You'll hear us talk about the KEXP sessions on YouTube. Really, I'm check those out if you're a music person. There's so many good shows on there. Again, we were bumpered in today with a song called Train Full of Gasoline off their 2024 album called Harm's Way. Check out a bunch of their tunes.
And let me find here. Their next concert is actually tonight, the Great Hall, there in Toronto, Canada. And then the next one after that is the Out of Control Festival.
Yeah, Ducks, come on down south, brother. Come on down here. We'll check you out. Check out the Ducks Limited, wherever you get your music. We want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.